Good afternoon, Rob. Well, that was a lovely build-up you give. It's like a music hall show that we're doing, and we've got sort of live musicians, and we've got great acts. I don't know if people will remember the famous comedians that with Johnny Hamp and Granada. Well, the Shep's banjo band that were on that, we've got two of the members, one Shep himself, Howard, and Steve on the great big euphonium, oompa oompa. Oh. They will be playing some great... They do a fabulous thing, you know, Rob. You know the famous Rodgers and Hammerstein musical, Oklahoma?
Yes.
They actually do a medley on the banjo. Now, that's a thing, and it works, you know. Don't throw a book in, ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding. You'd think it wouldn't, but really, that fascinates me, that bit.
It's a bit of a homecoming for you, isn't it, Jimmy? You were a Butlin's Redcoat once upon a time.
Yes! Oh, very much so. Very much so. It was always a great training ground. You know, that gives you a chance to try off your old gags. I see, but then, of course, I would have been early 20s, so you did a lot of girlfriend gags. You know, Rob, you'd say, my girlfriend said to me last night, "You remind me of the sea." I said, "You mean I'm rough and rugged?" She said, "No, you make me sick." Yeah. So we used to do all those. And then she took me home to meet her father. He said, "Are you going to marry my daughter or else?" I said, "Well, bring in Elks. Let me have a look at her." So we did all those. Well, they were lovely and corny for the time, you know.
What's happened to that?
Yeah.
Clean family entertainment. What's happened to it? Would you agree, though, about the good old days? I mentioned the brand of entertainment that was served up then. I mean, it's real seaside postcard stuff, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's one-liners and a great big punchline at the middle, you know. And, well, that's what we're hoping to do it in spades, as I say, when the people come along. Because you will have your chairman there, you know, tapping the old gavel and getting everybody singing along. And as well as, I say, Shep's banjo band, the boys, there will be, as I'm going through my head, just chatting aloud to you, Rob, there's a lovely lady there called Kay Carmen. She'd be singing. What I'd love to give a plug over the airwaves to your listener is the actual man who's put the show on, Mark Andrews. He actually trips the light fantastic himself. He will be out singing a couple of Max Bygraves from the famous Max. He knew Max. He worked with him.
Did he?
So he will be doing. So this is... you don't often get actual promoters going on the stage and seeing what it's like for themselves. I think he likes to count the house while he's singing. I think he likes to find out how many people have come through.
He'll be borrowing your pocket calculator for that, no doubt.
Yes, I think I put a joke on Twitter. I've lost count of the number of times I've lost my pocket calculator. I think that was the one, yeah.
Tell me, have you had any letters from your mum recently?
Oh, well, funny enough, the heat waves got her. She said, "Your father's wearing one glove, son. Because he heard the weather forecast, it said it was going to be warm for the next few weeks, but on the other hand, it might be cold." Oh, and it was my birthday last week.
Yes.
And the whole family bought me a flat screen television set.
Really?
I don't like it, son. My ornaments keep slipping off the top. So she's right up to date there, isn't she, Rob?
It's lovely to know. She is. She is. Yeah. Very high tech. And what about the wellies? Are they still being used?
Well, you know, I had a pair of concrete Wellingtons pinched, you know, that were given to me by Ken Dodd.
Really?
The one and only. He came to my 50th birthday and gave me this pair of concrete Wellingtons. He signed them to Jimmy, "Lots of Happiness, Ken." And it sort of broke my heart that they went missing 3-4 weeks ago. I did a little poem. It's a quick one. I got so emotional. I'd like to just do it quickly for it. It goes something like this. "A thief broke into my garden. To be honest, the damage he did was minimal, although he did steal my concrete Wellingtons. Police are looking for a hardened criminal." They were a present from Ken Dodd, along with a tickling stick and some pink champagne to drink. Unfortunately, I spilled the champagne on the tickling stick, so everybody was tickle pink.
Well,
that's just a couple of verses. That they can hear the rest of it. It's a bit of a cliffhanger, that, Rob.
Yes. Well, don't go and use all the material.
No, that's what I thought. I'd do the first couple, and when people come to see me at the Skaggy, I would like to do the rest of it. It does get quite heartbreaking, because obviously I had them for 17 years, you know?
Yeah. So really, one for all the family next week. Leonard Sachs, of course, he used to be the guy on the good old days, didn't he, on the TV show, who used to sort of be the compere. So it's that type of show.
It is. You know what he used to, when I was on two or three times, I remember once he did this big soliloquy. "Ladies and gentlemen, the terpsichore of..." After all this big words, everybody going, oh, the audience, he'd go, "Irish comedy." Well, funny enough, the Christmas version, that reinvented me. I'd been on a talent show called Search for Star, and that was my flirtation with fame, and then I was forgotten. And then I got the Christmas Good Old Days, which was watched by a multitude of people. It was just a great... And that one really was even better for me than the talent show.